السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تعذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لعزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse that I've recited, Allah ta'ala commands us to be grateful to Him and also adds a very important blessing. And Allah ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَعَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has granted you, Allah ta'ala will grant you more. Allah has given us many favors. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try and count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would be unable to do so. And this is a fact. Allah ta'ala created us as human beings. And as human beings, Allah has made us the best of Allah ta'ala's creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. Allah made us ashraful makhlouqat. Allah made us from this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever created. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of ummahs that has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it easy for us, and Allah has made all the means necessary for our survival in this world. Allah ta'ala has granted it to us. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah gave you the faculty of hearing, the faculty of seeing, the faculty of the heart. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. I have created human being and I have granted him the faculty of speech. This is such a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to be able to communicate your thoughts. I was reading the works of Mufti Taqi Usmani, and in there he says that his one of his family members one day went for an operation, and for several time because of the operation he could not speak. So he said, it was one of the most helpless time of my life. I felt as if bebas ho gaya, that I was in pain, I wanted something, but I could not communicate my feelings. Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ أَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ. I created human being and I gave you the faculty of speech. We take things for granted. There is a hypothetical tale of an old person who went to the hospital and his water could not pass, he could not pass urine. And because of which the doctor had to do an emergency operation to open up his passage to be able to pass water and to make pishab, etc. So after the operation, the doctor gave him a bill. So when he saw the bill, he started crying. And sometimes doctors give you the bill, you do cry, you know. But anyway, the doctor told him, don't be sad. If you can't give it to me afterwards, it's not a compulsion. I did it because you needed to do this operation. So he said, doctor, I'm not crying because of the bill. Allah has given me wealth, I can pay the bill. I'm crying for the fact that for 70 years, I used to pass water. Allah never sent me a bill. Allah never sent me a bill. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us? غُفْرَانَكَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي عَذْهَبَ عَنِّي الْعَذَاءَ وَعَافَانِي. When you go and relieve yourself, thank Allah Ta'ala and say, oh Allah, thank you that you have been able to remove from me the dirt and that which is excess. And that's why we thank Allah Ta'ala for that. Can you imagine if Allah Ta'ala blocks it, what happens? We will become so inconvenienced and we're so much in pain. Kabhi shukr ada kiya? Did you ever make shukr with regard to it? Allah gives us the power of sight. The doctors today tell us that sight, you can see 8 million shades of color. This eyes can see 8 million shades of color. It blinks every 6 seconds. Blinking every 6 seconds or so, a human being in his lifetime will blink something like 500 million times. No service. So how many other things of Allah Ta'ala has given on us that we are supposed to make shukr? Now how do you make shukr? The first thing is mentioned that you start thinking that O Allah, although you have commanded me to make shukr, I am not worthy of making, I'll never be able to fully thank you for Allah for what you have granted me. So in Ghunyatul Talibin, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi writes that he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, you have told us to make shukr and you have told us to be grateful, but that is also a ni'mat of yours to be able to make shukr. How do we thank you for that? You tell us to make shukr, and for us to lift up our tongue to make shukr is also part of your shukr. How do we thank you? So he said he got a vision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-an kad shakartani. Now you have got some understanding of shukr. So we start off, we have supposed like, fadhkuruni adhkurkum washkuruli. We have been told to make shukr. We have been told to be grateful, but we do so knowing that we will never be sufficiently grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one. The second thing that we must do with regard to shukr is, don't look at the favor, look at the one who has granted you the favor. Allama Shibli rahmatullah alayhi has made mention that today people look at the favor, they forget the one who has granted them the favor. So Allah ta'ala has granted you, you come, the aspect comes for whatever favor. You got a new car, you look at the car, but you don't look at the one who has granted you the risk to be able to buy the car. You look, Allah ta'ala has given you a talent. Maybe you speak well. So you start thinking, good speech. Who granted you the talent to be able to speak that well? So don't look at the favor, look at the one who has granted you the favor. That's the second. Third thing that we must do is, never regard yourself that I am worthy of that favor. Allah has granted it without you being entitled to it. ऐसा नहीं कि हम जो है ना उसका हम तो मुस्तहिक है. किसने मुस्तहिक बनाया आपको? Who made you worthy of granting? Whatever Allah Ta'ala has granted you, it is only Allah Ta'ala's favor. You are not worthy of it. And you are not entitled to it. It's only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sayyid Nafis Hussain Shah Sahib is a very famous poet in Pakistan. So he said, Shukr hai khudaya, mein to is qabil na tha. Tu ne apna ghar bulaya, mein to is qabil na tha. Oh Allah, you called me to your house, I was not worthy of coming here. You only called me. Third thing is, we are not worthy of it. The fourth thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, be grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَعَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And if you are ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala's azab is also very great. So if you make shukr, Allah will grant you more. Now, one of our great alims in our country, he one day made mention, he said, for example, there is no greater ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than iman. Now, Allah Ta'ala says, if you make shukr to Allah, Allah will grant you more. If you make shukr for iman, what will Allah grant you more when there is no greater favor than iman? On this he said, if you make shukr to Allah for iman, Allah has promised he will give you more. Inshallah, you would die on iman. Remember what I'm saying. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَعَزِيدًا. If you are grateful, Allah will grant you more. No greater favor than iman. So Allah grant you more. What is going to grant you? He said, constantly thank Allah for your iman. Read 2 rakats of salat of shukr. Oh Allah, you have made us Muslim from time to time. Just make 2 rakats shukr. Inshallah, Allah will make you die on iman. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ. And if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab is also great. And part of Allah's punishment for ungratefulness is Allah ta'ala can take away that favor. Normally, Allah says in the Quran, مَا يَفَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Why? What do I get in punishing you if you are grateful? مَا يَفَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. Why? What will I get in punishing you if you are grateful? That means if you are grateful, what do I get by taking away my favor? مجھے کیا ملتا ہے؟ مَا يَفَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. So part of it is to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah Ta'ala, you make shukr, Allah grants you more. But if you make na shukri, Allah Ta'ala can sometimes take away that thing. So Allah, هذا من فضل ربي So Allah Ta'ala has given us many ni'mats to see whether we are grateful to Almighty Allah or not. هذا من فضل ربي. Everyone knows this. This is the grace of Almighty Allah. When we get a new car, we say Allah Ta'ala ke fazal hai. If something goes well in our business, Allah Ta'ala ka bara fazal hai. But we don't read the complete ayat. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. Allah gave you favors to see and to test whether you are grateful or whether you are ungrateful. And the word Allah uses for ungratefulness is kufr. Actually, the literal translation of the word kufr is ungrateful. So Allah Ta'ala gives you favors, whether it be in the form of wealth, in the form of health, in the form of comfortable living, in the form of children, in whatever form. Allah Ta'ala, whatever He has granted you, Allah Ta'ala has given it to you, not to boast, not to be arrogant, not to think that you are entitled. Allah has given it to test you, whether you are grateful or ungrateful. May Allah give us a tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful, so that we can continuously receive Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.